This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Today, our special guest is Kara Bishop. Kara is with Plains Cotton Growers. We'll talk all things cotton in just a moment. First off, let's talk all things wood innovation. Brian Brashaw with the U.S. Forest Service explains.
The Community Wood Facilities Program supports shovel-ready projects for thermally led wood energy systems. So that means we're leading with heat versus leading with electricity. So thermally led systems or equipment installations or technology or facilities for innovative wood products. And those are new products like biochar or cross-laminated timber or other innovative equipment that can help manufacturers be more efficient manufacturers. So the Community Wood Grant Program typically allows funding up to $1 million. The matching requirement on that is about 35% of the funds.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by Kara Bishop. Kara is Director of Communications and Public Affairs with Plains Cotton Growers. Kara, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
All right. We're just, I would say, probably weeks away from planters rolling in South Texas. We'll start seeing planters rolling in West Texas in a few more months. We're still a ways away from that. But just the fact that we're talking about this time is a gentle reminder that it's also the same time of year that we hold the annual Plains Cotton Growers meeting. So let's talk about that for a moment. What's happening on that front?
Okay. I'd love to talk about that. We have done a couple of things differently this year, as we've already discussed at one point, but we are doing a few things differently this year than we have in previous years. So just wanted to clarify this for your listeners and so they know what to expect. We did change the date. This year it is on March 28th, which is on a Tuesday instead of a Friday. So it's on March 28th at the Overton Hotel and Conference Center. We actually partnered with the High Plains Journal and with Stone X Group to provide an all-day event. So the Plains Cotton Growers annual meeting will start at 9, and it will end after our keynote speaker in the lunch hour. And then at 1 p.m., we start two different workshops. You can either attend, producers or anybody who attends can either go to the cotton marketing and hedging workshop, which is being put on by Stone X Group. They will have a cotton outlook by John Robinson with Texas AgriLife, and then they will have interest rate hedging session and cotton hedging with futures and over-the-counter products, lesson on that, or they can choose to attend workshops within the Cotton U workshop series, which is put on by the High Plains Journal. So session one of the Cotton U workshop is a Farm Bill Outlook provided by Robbie Minnick with National Cotton Council. Session two is Weed Management Challenges with Dr. Peter Dautre. And session three is sustainable farming, which is going to be by our very own Barry Evans. And these sessions will repeat themselves. So attendees will have the option to attend two of those three sessions. So you can choose the cotton marketing and hedging workshop from 1 to 5 or the cotton U workshop from 1 to 5 and attend two of those three session options there. And then we'll also have several exhibit or sponsor booth breaks throughout the day. We're going to have several sponsors that exhibit. We'd love to talk with everyone, so we'll have breaks where we can visit and get to know other vendors and what they can do for producers or their operations and things like that. And then we'll end with a social reception, which is being put on by High Plains Journal. So it's the Cotton U social reception at the end of the day. So we're really excited for all of the things we can offer our producers and researchers and industry reps and anybody in the cotton industry that wants to come. We're excited about what we're going to offer this year. As far as the annual meeting goes in the first part of the day, we will have Tyne Morgan with us, who is the host of the U.S. Farm Report, and she's going to provide an ag industry outlook. She's going to moderate a couple of panels for us, and she's going to emcee the whole event, so she's going to introduce the speakers and things like that. Another thing that's different that I would like to bring up is that our keynote speaker will be at lunch. So we'll all go through the buffet line and then get seated, and then he will start to speak while we eat. So that is a little different there as well. So we're changing it up a little bit this year, and I just want all the listeners to understand that there are a few changes. It is on March 28th, which is a Tuesday, and it's at the Overton Hotel and Conference Center in Lubbock.
Now, if we're interested in attending this, how much is it? How do we get registered? Do we have to pre-register, or is this something that can happen at the door?
We would love pre-registrations just because we want to know what options you're considering attending in terms of the workshops, and we want to have a good number so we can facilitate a great event for you. So pre-registrations are highly encouraged. You can do those on the website, plainscotton.org. There is a button that says register for the annual meeting. Just click on that, and it is absolutely free to attend. It is no cost to you. So please register ahead of time online so we can better accommodate everybody who attends.
Okay, so that, again, is the annual meeting, and the date is a Tuesday. And give us the date one more time.
March 28th.
Okay. Let's turn from this to some other headlines we've been seeing as of late. There's so many of them. What are you watching right now? What are some of the headlines that that might be catching the eye of cotton producers?
Well, as you know, we are in 2023 now, which means talks about the Farm Bill are ramping up since the House did flip and everybody is kind of settled now in Congress. House Ag Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson is starting some hearings and some meetings about the Farm Bill. Senate Ag Committee starting their hearings about the Farm Bill and trying to work on providing good, strong farm policy for the Farm Bill this year. There are almost 200 members of the House of Representatives that have never voted or worked on a Farm Bill before, and I believe there's at least 24 senators that are also in the same boat. So we do have a lot of Congress members that aren't as familiar with that legislation. So in terms of Plains Cotton Growers, our organization, we are striving to educate and make sure everybody understands how important our farmers are. They feed and clothe the world. National security, things of that nature reside with our producers here and in the Texas High Plains. We grow a lot of cotton, and we want that cotton protected as well. So there are just a lot of things in the works to educate Congress members and make sure everybody understands how important our producers are as we develop farm policy to make sure it's strong, because this Farm Bill is 5-year legislation. So we want to make sure that for the next 5 years, we have good policy to work with. In terms of, you know, some objectives over the past 5 years, since 2018, we've had a lot of disaster assistance in this area and all over the nation, honestly, because of hurricanes, wildfires. We've had a lot of excessive drought in our region. And so since 2018, we've had $70-some million spent in disaster assistance, ad hoc disaster assistance that was passed by Congress outside the Farm Bill. So we would like to capture those funds and add them to the baseline so that we can really have good, strong farm policy going out so that our producers are protected when those disasters happen. There's going to be a lot of talk about the emergency relief program because, you know, the way they are implementing phase two of the emergency relief program for 2020 and 2021 is different than the way they implemented phase one of that same program. So going into 2023 and into the 2022 crop year, which is what we're talking about with ERP, we'll be having some conversations with how USDA will be implementing that. There are some concerns about the way ERP phase two for 2020 and 2021 crop years has been implemented. It's not as streamlined of a process, and the formula and the eligibility is fundamentally different. And so that is cause for concern when we want our producers to be able to benefit from programs when they desperately need them. So those are some things that PCG is watching and monitoring and working with other commodity groups and other industry representation to really make sure our producers are protected.
Okay, finally, talking about producers and protected. We only have a couple of minutes left here, but producers have really been scratching their head when it comes to what they're seeing on the board as far as cotton prices domestically, really hovering in that 80 to 85 cent range. Has that been something you've been watching as well?
Yes. I know I don't have a whole lot of time, but I'll try to kind of get this short. Basically, I did write a story on this for Friday's Cotton News. If you are not subscribed to our Cotton News newsletter, please do so. This came out on Friday. And basically, the cotton prices are that way because the demand is not there. We have some interesting numbers projected by USDA in the WASDE reports. You know, they keep adding to the production side and subtracting from the demand side. So we've got a lot of supply, more than we thought we would have. In fact, some people are wondering if we actually have 14.6 million bales. But just looking at the USDA projection, we have a lot of supply and not much demand. So basically, we need some of these countries that are our highest consumers, China, Turkey, you know, we need them to start purchasing cotton in order for the demand to ramp up. And that's a lot of that is why you're seeing 80 to 85 cents. I know a lot of producers who are saying we would pull the trigger and sell our cotton right now if we could get 90 cents, you know, but right now 85 cents is break even prices because of the input cost. So everybody's kind of holding out and waiting for that 90 cents to kind of trigger so that they can sell. But when you have, you know, inflation the way it is, the economy the way it is, and demand the way it is, it's really hard for those prices to go up to meet all that. And the market is looking for ways to rally. I've had several merchants tell me that. The market is looking for that demand. It's looking for it. It's just not finding it. So it's just going to depend on other countries buying our product. You know, when we export 90% of what we produce here, we're really dependent on them buying cotton. So that's probably going to be the catalyst that causes the prices to raise once we get some players actually buying cotton in the market. And China did start buying this past week, and so did Turkey. So things may look up.
Again, if you want to find out more information about whether what's coming up with the annual meeting or Plains Cotton Growers and the newsletter, you can find that online, plainscotton.org. Kara Bishop is Director of Communications and Public Affairs with Plains Cotton Growers on today's Agribusiness Report.
At Ag Texas Farm Credit, your success is our only purpose. We understand your financing needs and will be here to support you through it all. We specialize in traditional farming and ranching operations, recreational property, equipment and livestock, agribusiness, and country home loans, plus insurance and leasing. At Ag Texas, we're dedicated to the prosperity of agriculture and rural America. Ag Texas Farm Credit, your success, our purpose.
The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Agribusiness Report. Again, our special guest today, Kara Bishop with Plains Cotton Growers.
Texas Corn Producers serves the state's corn farmers through both the Corn Board and the Association. The board is putting your checkoff dollars to work in research, promotion, and education to ensure producer profitability and market expansion. The member-supported association is the farmer's advocate in Austin and Washington, D.C. on issues from the Farm Bill, water and property rights, and more. Join the Texas Corn Producers Association today and get the latest news and information about Texas Corn Producers' efforts online at www.texascorn.org.
Are you looking for a new opportunity? The King Ranch Institute for Ranch Management's Ranch Manager Job Board is open. With jobs posted from Texas, Idaho, New Mexico, Nebraska, Colorado, New York, Montana, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Oregon, Florida, even Mexico.
or are you looking for someone to manage a ranch? Find out more at the King Ranch Institute for Ranch Management online, KRIRM.com. Welcome back. You're listening to the Agribusiness Report. Special guest, Kara Bishop, Plains Cotton Growers, online, plainscotton.org.
Life doesn't come with guarantees, but working with Rob Seco comes pretty close. Our strategic investments in the seed we offer are designed to directly improve your bottom line. From full trait platforms, breeding and development, to field-by-field planning and seed-driven crop inputs, with Rob Seco, you have precisely what you need to improve plant performance and increase yield. Every farm, every crop, and every acre. Learn more at robseco.com.
At Plains Cotton Cooperative Association, our mission is to ensure the long-term profitability of our grower owners through value-added marketing programs and through services to their gins. As a true cooperative, we pay dividends back to our grower owners to financially strengthen their farming operations, whether in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, or New Mexico. Rest assured, at PCCA, we make money for you, not from you.
Welcome back. It's the Agribusiness Report.
The lineup is set for the 2023 USDA Agricultural Outlook Forum coming up later this month, including the Thursday morning session, which includes
a focus on agricultural labor, and that is an important topic for agriculture, and the secretary will be leading a panel discussion.
And the traditional plenary panels, with not one, but two subjects of focus, according to World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski.
Creating value and economic opportunities through climate smart commodities. And also, there is going to be a panel on strategies for more and better markets.
This is in addition to Secretary Tom Vilsack's keynote address and this year's Ag Economic and Foreign Trade Outlooks from Chief Economist Seth Meyer. Further details about and registration for the February 23rd and 24th event is available online at www.usda.gov/oce/ag-outlook-forum. I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.